Hi, everybody. It's another, it's part two of our end of the year Q&A, which is actually top of the year Q&A. And how could we start the episode without our very own Shaken and Disturbed's Elphaba, Darren Karp? Elphaba Karp. Elphaba Karp, welcome to the
show. I ended last year with that. I'm starting this year with that. It's just still on my mind how much you bullied me. But welcome to 2025,
no,
y'all. Yeah, okay. Okay.
2025. Sure. Can you believe 2025? What
no,
the hell is going on?
15-year college reunion.
Oh, interesting.
This year. Yes.
I just had my 20th high school reunion last year. So that was a lot. Yeah.
That'll be next year for me. 20 years.
Yeah, that's coming up for you too. Yeah, that's right. Well, happy freaking new year to everybody. We hope that you're enjoying. We hope that we're the first podcast that you're listening to in 2025. We're the best.
Yes.
We know that.
We
but
know.
We are back with part two of our year-end Q&A. As we take another little break, you know, another week off here. It was New Year's. Give us some time. You know, we gotta spend time with our families and friends, you know, like you guys are probably doing right now. But anyway, we're going to be doing our usual Q&A here. These next batch of questions, mainly from Facebook. So if you ask a question on our Ask Us Anything post, at this point, like a month ago, we're getting to those today, Darren.
Yes, we did these last year and you guys seem to really love them. So we're now going to go up in video form as well. We are feeding you little radishes with our water.
We really
of
are.
Questions.
Yeah, we really are.
But yes, thank you for all of you guys who did submit questions. We really love them. And, you know, keep them coming throughout the year because we'll collect them.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe we'll start collecting them.
Starting up top. So these are Facebook ones. So let's get right into it, John, because I feel
Go
like
ahead.
We have a bunch to get through. Ashley wants to know, if you could have dinner with a celebrity, famous person, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Wow. A celebrity or famous person, dead or alive? You know, I think I know my answer.
Go
it's,
ahead.
this person isn't necessarily a celebrity, but Albert Einstein, who I think would have a lot to say about the drones over New Jersey that were happening last month and may even still be happening as you're listening to this. And, you know, there's been a recent development in quantum computing where Google was able to create a new chip. Have you heard about this? Can I tell you really quickly?
Please.
Oh, my God. So in December, Google announced that their new chip called Willow, which is a quantum chip. We can't explain quantum physics right now, but let's just say this, Darren. The chip was able to do a calculation in 5 minutes that would take any other regular computer that we have, like the fastest one that we have right now, aside from this, 10 septillion years, which is longer than the life of the universe. It was able to do that in 5 minutes and what would take other computers septillion years. Reptilian?
This
what?
Was like a ma this was like a math equation
This
or
was a math equation that was designed to be that long because they wanted to see what this quantum computer chip could do, and it did it in 5 minutes. Now,
wow.
And what happened is, and I have to send you the press release. I wish I was a little more prepared for this, but what they were able to determine was the simple fact that this chip could do this more strongly confirmed that there is a multiverse, because the only way the chip could do this would be if it harnessed powers. Sorry, I shouldn't say powers. That sounds like Avengers. Harnessed literal energy, power and energy from another universe, because there isn't power like that in this universe. I know that sounds like Avengers Infinity War, you guys. This is all in a press release from Google, so I will link it in the show notes. But there's a lot going on with quantum computing. Take a minute to learn about it, because it's truly, utterly fascinating.
Wow.
And I think Albert Einstein, who, by the way, spent some time near my hometown, I recently discovered, and there are pictures of him with like kids on his lap near my hometown, which was shocking and amazing. I think Albert Einstein would have a lot to say about what's going on in the development of AI and quantum computing and just the UFOs and the drones that seem to be picking up a little bit more than usual. So mine would definitely be Albert
Wow.
Einstein. What about you?
I'm torn. I was trying to think when you were talking of like all these people, because there's just so many people I would love. Like, I
I
would love to get
remember.
dinner with Martha Stewart. I think she
That's
would
a
be
good
amazing.
one.
Jason Alexander, just because I think he would have just a, he would be
Good
great, and we could
stories.
talk
Yeah.
about that, great stories. But if I'm going historic, I'm actually going to say Thomas Jefferson, because he was a founding
Oh.
father. He was president. He is actually one of the modern creators of our Constitution, which is single-handedly the most important document, I think, in the world. And it gives a lot of those freedoms that still uphold today. It's one of the reasons that our country is so different than other countries. It's the reason our institutions have really held out. It's absolutely something that I thoroughly believe in. So I'd be curious to kind of see, like, obviously that guy was so smart, along with other people. Benjamin Franklin would be another one, that I'd really love to have a sit-down conversation with, and just like the 300 years, obviously give or take 250 years of what I've
Right.
seen and what
Yeah.
that man's seen
That's
has
right.
been
That's
so
right.
different. It'd
Yeah.
be a
Yeah.
hard dinner to
That's
pass
a good
up.
one. That's a good one. Love it. Lisa was there a specific reason you guys got into true crime, or was it just something that you were drawn to? Well, let's see, Darren, I
Kind
feel
of
like I should,
both.
yeah,
You should take it, because
I
you
should
actually
start.
started it, but
Yeah.
I would say both.
Yeah, it is a little bit both. So when I started at Oxygen in 2012, Oxygen at the time was a reality television network. However, they did have the show Snapped, which we all know and love. And I worked on that periodically throughout the several years that I worked there. And then when they rebranded to a true crime network is when I was like, okay, this is my job now. And then I had already done so many podcasts at that point, not so many, but a couple of pretty known ones. They were like, listen, we can't do a true crime network without having a true crime show, podcast. And Darren and I had already connected and we're doing a show called Currently, which not a lot of people know about. If you know Currently, you're an OG fan. It's no longer available, so don't go looking for it. You'll never find it. But it was just like a thing that we did together, and it was like a fun way for us to connect every week. And I had finished Glee Chat, which is also, I think, unavailable, but that was a Glee recap podcast, which I absolutely loved. Glee went off the air. I was looking for something new. Darren and I were becoming very fast friends. I was like, let's do a show together. So we did that. And when Oxygen asked me about how to do a podcast, I was like, we should do a chat show, and it cannot be with anyone except Darren, because I won't do it unless it's Darren. And they were like, great, we're doing it. We'll do it with Darren. And so that's how I kind of like butterfly net caught Darren into the true crime media world. But Darren, I know you were interested even before that, probably, right?
Yeah, I've always sort of been interested in it. I mean, being a child of the 90s, I think JonBenet,
Right.
OJ, Andrea Yates, I also remember. She was the one who drowned her children in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Just like kind of always interested in it. I've always been a very curious person. I'm an interlocutor. I want to ask questions. I want to solve a mystery.
Yeah.
Not enough to be technically like in that line of work. You know, I've always wanted to be on air, but I think part of that has to do with me being very curious about other people and really
Yeah.
understanding the human psychology. So for me, it actually came from just a natural state of being curious and wanting to, and being a
Yeah.
justice warrior. My dad kind of got me into the Innocence Project when I was
Right.
younger, and learning about that and watching those things and just thinking about things from a criminal justice point of view. So that's really helped shape my interest in it moving
Yeah, and
forward.
I would say the other thing that really got me into it specifically was Serial, which I think a lot of people
Sure.
can
10 years
cite,
ago.
yeah, 10 years ago, which I think a lot of people can cite as, you know, the first really truly huge true crime show. So thank you,
Absolutely.
Lisa, for that.
Blake wants to know, what is one cold case you wish was solved?
Yeah, we got this question last year, I remember, from someone, and my answer is the same, unfortunately, which is I have mentioned periodically about my former stepmother, who I love. Her name is Deborah. Her son in 1999 went to vacation in California and he never came back. And she spent her entire life looking for him and finding out who did it. There have been some major developments in that case, including a partial confession, I believe. The name of her son is Donald Izzet Jr. It's been covered by a handful of podcasts. And Deborah is very vocal on social media about trying to find find justice at this point, because I think they know who did it and where his what ended up happening to him, which is another conversation for another time. But that's the one that's number one, for me. And I've mentioned the killer of Haman Lee, I think, should be found because it was not Adnan, and the courts agree. So we've got to figure that one out too. Speaking of Sudan.
Although I will just say it still could be Adnan. It's just
Could
we
it?
don't know. It could
Mm.
be. It could be. There might not have been enough evidence to convict, but it could be. I don't know.
Okay.
Honestly, the one cold case I wish I could solve right now, I'm gonna have to say it because we've been bringing it up so much lately, is JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah.
Especially now with
Well, yeah.
interest, I feel like I thought I knew and now I don't know. And now with the DNA testing, I feel like let's get this little girl justice.
Right.
In some sort of way.
Yeah.
It's been on my mind, and so I definitely wish that we could solve that one for sure.
That's a good one. Yeah, I hope so too. Yeah, we've been so JonBenet mindful the last month or so. So much has come out and
It's
regarding
just so
JonBenet.
much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just yeah, it's been so much.
Yeah. Susan is at thank you, Blake, for that question. Susan asks, if either of you won $1 million, didn't your boyfriend win $1 million?
He did on a
He
game
did.
show. He
Her
did on
boyfriend
the game
back in
show
the
I got
day.
him on, convinced him
Yep.
to be on.
If either of you wanted, I couldn't remember if it was $1 million. Oh, wow, that's amazing. If either of you win $1 million, how would you spend it? Darren, any initial thoughts?
I would probably invest a lot of it. I don't think my life would change too much outside of probably the fact that I would probably invest it. Right now, I'd like to say that I'd buy a house, although I'm not convinced I'm buying a house. I might want to lease forever. I'm not convinced on that yet, but in theory, I might buy like a property, somewhere that could be like a vacation home that I could build up in an area that was sort of up and coming. But I
Ooh, I
would
like
definitely
that.
invest it, and I would certainly make my money work for me if I had
Love.
$1 million. What about you?
Well, a chunk of that would go to paying off my student loan debt, which
Oh, yeah.
I still have and likely will always have, it sounds like and feels like, unfortunately. But I always say this to my friends and family. I'm like, you better hope I win the lottery, because I would give it all away. I really would. I would take a chunk of it and invest, like you just said, Darren, and live on whatever I could. $1 million isn't as much as it used to be, even a couple years, 10 years ago. But
Sure.
I would invest. I would take a certain amount of it, but I would give a lot of it away. Like, you know how they've had these Powerballs that are like $500 million?
Worse.
If I won, let's put it this way, if I won $500 million, that's $500 million. If I won that, I would take $100 million of that for myself to go do what I want to do with it for my friends and family. And I would give $400 million away to anybody who asked for it, however much money I had. I'm not exaggerating. I don't want that much money. I don't need that much money. I know how important a lot of money can be to people in terms of, like, medical debt. We're hearing a lot about medical stuff in terms of
Sure.
the Luigi
Money changes your
Mangione.
life, but in terms of
Yeah.
happiness, they usually say like above $75,000, it does all like
Yeah.
equal out in terms of your
Yeah.
happiness.
Yeah,
It's,
that's fair.
outside of any major medical whatever the hell or
Of
having kids or
course.
something like that, of
No, of
course.
course. Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's the honest to God truth with it. I want to help other people have happiness, not just me. Why, if I can make people happy, why wouldn't I do that? Elon
Amen.
Musk, I just saw today, Elon Musk, because of the Tesla shares that have gone up, and Darren, I know you're a shareholder as well. I hope you don't
Yeah.
mind me saying that.
Mm-mm.
Elon Musk is worth 450 billion with a B dollars. And I had to stop and kind of comprehend that amount
You
of
can't.
money.
Yeah, you
And I'm
can't.
like, I don't
You
even know if
can't.
I can.
You
So
can't.
anyway, Susan, that's my in that's
Thanks
our
for the
answer.
question, Susan.
There's also a really important question here. This one says, why haven't we gone on a date, John, gotten married, had kids, and picked out furniture yet? This is from David Archuleta. David, thank
Good
you so much
question,
for the
David. Yeah.
question.
Yeah.
I don't know,
He doesn't
babe.
like you, David. I'll
Oh,
tell you that right now.
no,
Yeah.
that's not
He's not
true.
attracted to you. He's
Can I
not
tell you
attracted to you.
something? Watching David Archuleta, who I have loved, as you know, from the very beginnings of our friendship, Darren, go from a closeted young man, sorry, I shouldn't say young boy, young man, to this very out loud and proud, at every LGBTQ red carpet, writing songs about coming out. To see him blossom, first of all, is very wonderful. I'm very happy for him. But it's also kind of hard to handle because I have loved him for so long. Now he's gay, and I haven't had. And by the way, just as a reminder, in 2024, when Darren met all of my idols, she also, I mentioned this on part one, she also met David Archuleta and didn't give him my number. Why are we still friends? Why are we still
Right.
doing this? Is the question I'm asking
Absolutely.
myself.
He complimented me on my jacket too. Can you believe that? Oh,
Lovely. Oh,
must be nice.
just my dream come true. It's fine.
Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, thanks, David. I don't know. We'll have to find out what happens
Good
in
question, David.
2025. Thanks, David.
April wants to know if you could interview any killer, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Just right into the true crime of it
Right
all
into
again.
it.
Ooh, that's a
You
good
know, Ed Kemper
question.
would be good. I'd actually really like to interview the Menendez brothers. I'd really like to interview them. I'd really like to see for myself what they're like, how they are now, how they feel about that. And in depth, I would really like, I think, to take it for better or for worse, a stab at that. And Ed Kemper has always sort of been the one who
You've
I
always
think
had a
knows,
loved him.
always had like a, yeah, kind of a
Yeah.
weird thing. You know, not in like a, not in a love. I mean, he killed his mom, but
No,
just
I know.
why he did it. And I think he's always sort of been the smart guy who kind of knew exactly why he did it and has never shied away from saying why he did it. But yeah, just
That
interesting.
what you just said is are all the exact same reasons why I would want to interview Luigi Mangione.
Ah, that's a good one for sure.
Because I mentioned this on our live stream a couple of weeks ago. You know, for those who don't know, he's the man that was on the run for a week or so after murdering the CEO of United
Brian Thompson.
Healthcare.
Yep.
Yeah, Brian Thompson in, was that end of November, early December? I'm forgetting exactly which
Couple
day it
weeks
was.
ago.
Because, you know, I think I mentioned this on the live stream. All the people that met him that have been interviewed by like CNN's and all the other places have been like, this is crazy. I'm heartbroken. He was the nicest guy I ever met. He'd take his shirt off his back for you.
Right,
And all
exactly.
accounts are this like very kind, thoughtful person. But that's not obviously who we saw that day, tragically. And so I would love to just, you know, and
It's a good
I want to
one.
make this point too. I'm not saying that there are certain levels of compassion or respect that we should ever have for anyone who's ever killed somebody. But, you know, Luigi Mangione doing this the way he did isn't going to be the same as like a school shooter or a 9/11 terrorist, so to speak. You know, there are different levels of intent and different levels of, quite frankly, murder that have, you know, the amount of people. And I think that he's getting looped in with those. And to a certain degree, like, I think he's getting charged as a terrorist because of his intent, in fact. But there's something deeper here that I think obviously spoke to a lot of the people that were posting on social media about it that
Sure.
I, as an interviewer, and I think you, Darren, as well, would really love to like dig into. I don't, of course, we'll never have a
Definitely.
chance to do that, but I would find that fascinating. Yes.
Definitely. Good question.
Yes, great question. Christina said, oh, here's an interesting one. Christina says, who is your quote favorite serial killer and why? Call me crazy, but Eileen Wuornos is my favorite just because she's a woman and it was the other way around and somewhat a badass. LOL. P.S. I'm the listener that John didn't get to meet up with at the US Open, but thankfully we recently did a Pokemon raid together. So that made up for it. Christina, yes, I'm so sad I missed you at the US Open. I didn't have service for like hours there. And we missed each other, but hopefully we'll meet up at this year's US Open in 2025. Let me just begin with, before we answer this, I respect you, Christine. I'm not, this is not a judgment. I don't love the idea of having a quote unquote favorite serial
That's the
killer.
only thing that irks me. I mean, I understand the question, so
Yeah, I
like I
understand the
appreciate that
question.
because
No
I know what you're
worries.
saying. But yeah, it's the same reason I have a problem with people with Luigi Mangione kind of like
Right.
sometimes lauding this guy as like a
Right.
hero. These people are killers, you know. And I
Right.
think, listen, we've advocated before on here about the Menendez brothers being free. Those are also killers, you know.
Yeah.
So that there are killers who aren't, you know, it just killing self-defense in theory doesn't make you this
Yeah.
horrible person. Yeah, the favorite is, I'm and I know you used air quotes, I'm sure, I'm assuming, because you knew that we were going to have sort of like a problem with this, so obviously good on you to see that,
Fair.
you know. But I think what you're asking is maybe the one I'm most fascinated by, you know, which is what
Yeah.
you're saying about Eileen Wuornos, which is certainly true. I mean, Andrea Yates, any kind of cult leader, I think, really sort of takes the cake, especially with women who are intent to kill and do these things. Anyone who is a serial killer, who that is how they do these things, Son of Sam, Raining Terror, Getting Terror is something that will always fascinate me, I think. And it just seems so different from
Yeah.
what normal life is, you know?
I
So,
agree
yeah,
with
that's
you.
my answer. It's probably not the answer you wanted, but yeah.
No, you know, one of the ones for me, the case that I find very interesting in terms of serial killers, meaning more than one, is the smiley face killers. I don't know if you remember that, Darren, from years ago, the smiley face killers. And now I live in Pittsburgh, where I think at least one, if not more, cases were connected to the smiley face killers. And I know I worked very briefly on a show on Oxygen called The Smiley Face Killers that kind of highlighted, some of these cases. But that one's a weird one because you don't really know if there's one person involved, if it's an organized crime situation, or if it's just random acts of violence and murder
Right.
that people are just copycatting and using a smiley face to try to throw investigators off. So there's lots of layers of like who is doing this and why. And like I said, my connection now to Pittsburgh being one of those cases, and I've talked to several coworkers and friends that live in this area about some of those cases, just really makes it interesting. So that's the one I would say for me. And Christina, hopefully I'll see you at the US Open this year.
And any parents that kill their children. I know it's not necessarily a serial killer, but I'm always just like really fascinated by how that kind of wiring goes nuts.
100%,
Yeah.
100%.
Pivoting for a second, Kylie wants to know, this is a good question, John. How, not why, are you single? You're a babe. Darren, if your game show career were to take off, would you still do true crime podcasting? I see you getting a lot of opportunities recently. I'm so excited, but also secretly terrified for the end of an era. Oh, this is a two-parter. John, so
Kylie.
how and not why are you single?
That is, listen, Kylie, if you want to ask anybody else
This
that question, let me
man
know.
hates women and people don't want to be around him. That's probably why. I'll answer it for you, Kylie.
No. I don't know the reason. I was just thinking about this recently. I'm like, I like being single. I don't need to be in a relationship to be
That's
happy.
what I think that you like being single too much. Like when I say
I
too
think I
much, I
do
mean
too much. No, it's
like I
true.
think you can be single and be happy. Like I don't think we need to be pushing relationships on people. So when I say too much, I mean like I think the reason is you. Like I don't think it's for like lack of men or like, oh, no one's attractive enough or smart enough. I'm like, it's John.
Yeah,
It's John's fault.
it
This is
probably is
John.
my fault. You're making me laugh.
Yes.
I'm like, I might look like I'm blushing, but she just made me laugh really hard. That's all. I don't know. Yeah, that's
Yes.
the answer. Maybe 2025 will bring somebody along that changes my thoughts. But like,
Let's.
Whoopi Goldberg recently, a couple years ago, made this funny comment where she was like, "I don't want a man in my house." Never spoke
Yes.
to me more. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Whoopi
Yeah.
Goldberg. I don't know. I just
I
like being
get that.
single. Anyway, keep going.
And Kylie, honestly, if my game show career takes off, which I really hope it does, I will always do crime podcasts because that taps into a different part of my brain. This taps into like
Yeah, it
such an
does.
intellectual part of my brain, something that I can really think about and really dive into and research and think about. Like, I love that anyway. I would text John about that anyway. So as long as I can speak, I'm going to be doing this with Johnny Boy.
Well, this is good job
Unless he
security for
pisses
me.
me off. Unless he pisses me off.
Well, that's literally I don't think ever happened, so that's good.
Yeah.
Although when you were not in the studio 25 seconds before we started the
You
other
almost got mad
day,
at me. You almost
I
got
was a
mad at
little
me.
bit like, what's going on? No, I'm just joking. I'm totally joking. But thank you, Kylie, for those very
Yeah, thank you,
funny
Kylie.
questions. Lardez on Facebook, who we love and see every once in a while, says, "Have you ever been to Canada?" Yes, I've been to Canada a couple of times. I have
Yes, I've
very
been to
good.
Canada a couple times. Yes, I have.
Yeah, I have a couple of very good friends that live near Toronto that I met when I was teaching English in Italy, actually, and we became fast, very close friends. And they're my dear friends. Shout out to Tommy, Lauren, Jen, and Doug. Really good people. And also Ilya. I have a friend named Ilya who lives
Oh,
in Canada. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Montreal. I love Montreal. I went
Yeah.
there when I was a kid, and then I went there for a music festival with Nadine. I really want to go to Toronto. I've been to Vancouver. I've been to Quebec.
Wow, you've been all over Canada. I didn't
Big
know that.
fan. Big fan, big
Good for
fan.
you. Love it. I'll take one more here, Darren. Sarah says, "Last year I asked for you two to come to CrimeCon, and this year I'm going to ask again. LOL. 2025 is in Denver. Please go. I'd love to meet you." Here's what we're going to
Love to go to
say.
Denver. I'd love to
Here's
go
what
to
we'll
Tim.
say about this. I was thinking about this. If you guys want us to go somewhere, you should reach out to those organizers and tell them as well.
Yes.
Because let's just put it this way, we would have to, it would come out of our own pockets to travel and put ourselves up and spend a weekend, especially at Crime Con. And that's not a bad thing. We're happy to do that from time to time. But if you ask the organizers, it might make it a little easier for us to get there. So do that. Tag us when you're reaching out to them, because we want to know what show or what conventions you guys are going to. That's another thing. We were trying to do that this year, but there just aren't a lot of crime conventions, frankly, going on. And we're not against Crime Con. Obviously, we were huge parts of Crime Con there for about 5 years, but we'll try to make that work. But reach out to them and let them know that you're interested in us, and maybe that
Amen. Please
helps it
do.
go.
All right. One last question to round things out, which I think is a perfect way to end our Q&A portion of this podcast. Coco asks, what is one thing that you wish listeners would learn from you?
What an interesting question.
I
What
can
is your answer?
go first. For me, I think the important thing for me is we're podcasters, right? We're not investigators on a case. We're not the detectives. We're not the family. We're not the victims. We're not the perps. We're commenting based on the information that we know. One thing I
Right.
wish listeners would learn from me specifically is how to hopefully be a better thinker, to a little bit give more critical thinking skills, not just to be a little bit skeptical of everything, not to be a critic of anything, but really to be skeptical. Don't trust the first thing you hear, cite sources, understand where people are coming from, understand people's other biases. When you're seeing a documentary and you know that John Ramsey is going to be interviewed, what kind of documentary do you think you're going to get? Those people definitely
Right.
have their own agendas for things. Doesn't mean that it's wrong. Doesn't mean you're being fed misinformation, but I think it makes smarter, better people, certainly if you're going to ever serve on a jury, to really hear all the evidence and separate out emotions. That's the one thing I think I wish people would just take away, is to just be a little bit more critical thinkers and to be skeptical.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And I would say mine's somewhat similar, which is just that it's okay to say that you don't know the answer. I mean,
Yeah, absolutely.
it's okay
Absolutely.
that with all the evidence presented, we just may never know, because a lot of people think that you have to land on guilty or not guilty so that you have an opinion to talk about with your friends and family or your podcast or whatever. Or social media. But the reality is, and when people ask me about JonBenet Ramsey, especially, I know we've talked a lot about that case, but I'm like, we may never know. There's DNA that needs to be tested, and whether that's connected to the case, that's separate. But we're never going to know exactly what happened that night, because there's no way to know. We only have the account now of just John Ramsey. Patsy Ramsey has passed away. Burke was 9 years old. Who knows exactly what he even knows? And so I always tell people, I'm like, I just don't think we can know the answer. And this also connects with cases where, I'm thinking of like Adnan Syed or even Scott Peterson, where it's like, yeah, everything is pointing in one direction. I'm talking about Scott Peterson right here. Everything is
Right.
pointing in a certain direction when you tell a story. Which, by the way, that the police did a great job at telling a story here. But when it comes to a trial about someone's guilt or innocence, and specifically with Scott Peterson, how long they're going to stay in jail, if you have no forensic evidence proving that he had any connection to that murder, even if everything is pointing in that direction, you can still say there's not enough evidence to determine, and there just simply isn't. And so that's just my true crime way of kind of filtering things, and I hope people understand the
It's very
difference,
smart, though.
because
Yeah.
Darren and I will always have our opinions, of course, but you have to make sure you're not conflating your opinion with what a trial verdict should be, because those can sometimes be different. Anyway, so that's my little
I think that's
spiel.
a very smart answer. And so, yeah, I mean, there's so much power in saying I don't know. Doesn't mean you don't have an opinion, but to make a declarative statement like that, you better back it up with facts. You better back it up with evidence, not just
With
to have an
evidence,
opinion.
yeah.
So it's there's a lot of strength in saying I don't know. So, good
I
job,
agree.
John. Well,
Thank
that
you.
wraps it up.
That's
We got
it.
guys, thank you so much for your questions. You guys were amazing. We hope you had a safe and happy holiday season. We hope you're having an amazing new year. If you're still off, enjoy it. This is the time in January where everyone just kind of resets, even if
Yeah.
you're feels like they're doing a collective reset. You know, we're back on the microphone this week with an all new NMR coming out, and then our first official full case is coming out this Sunday as
That's
usual.
right.
So be on the lookout for that. Obviously, keep submitting those case suggestions as well, because we definitely want to hear from you in 2025.
Yes, and don't forget to sign up for Patreon, patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed. We have some news to share about Patreon in the coming weeks that we think you will make all of you very happy. So sign up now to be the first to know. Darren, it's been a wonderful year. Happy
A
2025
wonderful
to
year with
you.
you. I
Can't
love
wait
you
to see what
guys.
has what this year has in store for us.
Can't wait, guys.
Love you guys.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.